Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Today is a special show. I am speaking to a few questions that have come my way. The first one I want to talk about is fear. Fear is something that a lot of people deny having. And a lot of people really don't want to be fearful. And I'm not talking about the kind of fear you get from reading horror books or watching those kind of videos and stuff. I'm talking about normal, everyday things that can sometimes get out of hand and make you feel less empowered and truly make you feel fear. And I think that the reason we feel fear is, you know, multi-layered. You know, you hear them speak about how that's just a part of the brain and the fight or flight, and how that was, you know, what was necessary when we were trying to protect ourselves from, you know, extinction, when we were running from dinosaurs and things like that. Now, thankfully, we don't have to run from dinosaurs today, and although they're trying to reanimate some cells, at this point, we're clear. But on the real side of fear is what we need to deal with. And there's so much uncertainty right now in the world that you can't help but find yourself uncomfortable at times. And even, you know, trusting God and walking in faith, I have found myself at times to be fearful. And what I usually do is I stop and I say a prayer. And if it's something that's really happening right now and I may not have a chance to pray, I just call God's name. And that was something that one of the mothers taught me years ago, the power of just calling on God. And so if you have the luxury of being able to sit down and pray, that of course is the first thing you should do. But if it's something you're in the middle of that is pressing, or you don't have the privacy or the time because of the situation, you can just say God's name. And that will do many things for you. That brings the power back to you. It also, I believe, it taps a spot in our mind that lets us know we are not alone. And then we're able to deal with things better. Now, I fully believe in God. I have no questions about His existence. And I know that some people don't have that same belief. And I don't know what everybody's background is or why they feel the way they do. I believe that we meet people where they are and we do our best to work with each other, no matter what our beliefs are, with limits, because there are some things that, you know, you just can't give into. But I thought it would be interesting to look at fear. And to even share with you some of the things that I feel fearful about. Because I think that when we're honest with each other, it helps our own growth, and it helps the people we love grow. And often, the things that I share are things that someone else needs, but maybe they haven't spoken to me purposely or spoken to me directly about it. But it's just a blessed occurrence. And so as I look at reasons people have fear, I realize it's because we're human and we don't understand everything, you know? And so fear goes through different levels. You can just be anxious, that's kind of worried about a little bit, or you could be worry, which means you're just wondering, oh, if this is going to work out, or you can be downright fearful, where it's starting to affect you and how you're able to maneuver in the world. And so I believe that we lean on God and we ask for His guidance for our problems. And one of the things that helps me is when I do have a problem is looking up a scripture. And, you know, I do a lot of writing, so I will write the scriptures down. Sometimes I'll share them with someone else, and that helps me remember scriptures. And you know what? Let's just be real. Sometimes I don't remember them, and I just have to Google. And Google is my friend. I can usually find the scripture I'm looking for and additional information. And so what I want to say to you is that if you are finding yourself facing fear, that you can reach out to God. You can reach out to the ones you love. Now, some people right now are fearful because they are laying people off. There's some housing shortages in some areas. And those to me are a little different than pressing fears. You know, we are seeing a lot of crime, and so I have a lot of family in some of the higher, you know, areas, different states where that crime is there every day. And so I pray and I trust God, and I also ask them just to be aware of themselves, because I don't think we should walk in fear, but I think we should walk in awareness. We should walk and be cautious, because the Bible teaches us that, you know, man is doesn't always know his own heart. And so when I say to you that I understand your fear, it's because I'm human and we all have fears. And I think that the other thing that I would say to you is that the way society is set up, we put all this pressure on men to be the breadwinner, to, you know, do everything that they can without necessarily giving them full support. And I'm figuring that if we are feeling this stress, that our spouses are feeling this stress as well. But they don't normally tell us that. And it's kind of sad that that's something that's been looked down upon or frowned on. But I think that we are better people when we are true to what's going on in our heart. And so when I look up the definition of the word fear, it says it's an unpleasant emotion caused by the belief that someone or something is dangerous, likely to cause pain or be a threat. So when I'm looking at that definition, you know, I'm applying it to my life. And so I live with pain all the time. And so I don't fear pain anymore. I don't know if I ever feared pain, but I do know that it's something that I've been able to learn to work with life as it is. And I don't know that I'm fearful of any individual person, but I do understand that there is a criminal element around. The other thing it says was about a threat. Now, it's just, it's very disconcerting to me, because I think of what I see in the headlines and what I hear in some of the audios, and I understand that there is a lot of trauma going on in our communities. And innocent people are being caught up. And so what came to my mind today as I started making mental notes about this conversation was that, you know, I believe the enemy of our spirit knows that he is not going to win. And for that reason, he causes a lot of chaos in our life. He puts things out there that, you know, throws a little ripple in the waves. And sometimes he turns people we love into his instrument, and they don't even know that they are working for the enemy. And I remember a couple of times where I just threw my hands up and I said, you know, something's not right in this interaction. And I've even, you know, called people out and just said, you know, what is your intention for what you're doing? Because it's uncomfortable, it's unhealthy, and I don't want to be a part of it. And I think sometimes people are used and they don't realize that they have become a pawn in the chaos. And so when I say the enemy is busy, I say he is busy. That's what we used to hear the older people say. The enemy is busy. And I never understood. I'm like, why do they say that? And how do they know he's busy? Because I'm not seeing anything. Well, now that I'm older and I'm looking at life a little differently and I'm a little bit more of aware of situations, I go, aha, I get it now when someone says the enemy is busy, right? And I do that. I find myself now going, I actually get it. But what I'm going to tell you is that you are the cherished child of God. And you don't have to walk in fear. And you don't have to walk in fear because God has already blessed and anointed you. At birth, you were His child. Even before then, you were His child. He knew you were going to come into this world. And you don't have to shrink back or cower at the first inkling of a challenge. You know, God has already foretold your forthcoming blessings. And you know, don't be concerned if people are speaking bad about your name. If people are, you know, trying to throw a monkey wrench in your situation. Because you are going to be able to overcome it. You know, God has goodness that He has set aside for you. And I believe that. I believe that every day, no matter what is going on in my day, if my day is extremely hard, if the pain is really bad, if I'm having some other kind of interpersonal problem, whatever it is, I keep that in my mind that God has blessed you well. And some days I think I forget because the struggle that I have isn't what a struggle that someone else has. And so what I have learned now is just wake up with a smile and to say thank you for another fresh breath of air. And so while the enemy has people out there promoting his negativity and trying to lure good people of God into sin, hold on and don't get triggered and brought into that. You know, I have to catch myself every once in a while because my initial reaction is one where I need to hold my ground and be strong. And I want to just jump back up and say, this is not going to happen. And what I've been learning to do is going, okay, that person thinks that they won something by their behavior. And I just look at him and I'm thinking, I'm going to let God handle that because He can do better than I could ever do. And I think we have to remember that. And so I don't know if you have awareness of any fears or phobias, but I do know that you have the full armor of God. And that scripture to me is amazing. And I think of that often because I say it a little different, and I don't mean to be blaspheming or changing the Bible. Sometimes I can't remember the actual scripture in its entirety, but I call God's word a sword of truth because I believe it just cuts through all of the minutia and the fakeness, right? And so the actual scripture that I'm referencing is Ephesians 6, chapter 6, verse 11, where it says, "Finally be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can make your stand against the devil's schemes. And we start at the top of our head and we wear the helmet of salvation. We move on down to the breastplate of righteousness. And then we have the shield of faith. The shield of faith is discussed in Hebrews 11:1. And we have the loin, our loins are girded in truth. And it says, that's from Proverbs 23:3, which reads, "By the truth and do not sell it, wisdom, instruction, and insight as well." And the sword is of the Spirit. And so, you know, it also says our feet should be shod in the preparation of the gospel of peace. So when I am trying to gain focus and stand steadfast, I picture myself with God's sword and God's shield. And so for me, as I said, I think of the truth and of faith. Those are the things I stand on the most. And I just love that you have that ability too. You can just close your eyes and you can envision yourself covered by God's protection with the helmet, the sword, the shield, and all of God's blessings. Picture them around you. Just close your eyes for a moment and picture a nice sunny day. Maybe you can smell the green grass, or you might hear birds chirping off in the distance, and you feel a cool breeze just went by. And you look out and you see some green trees, and the leaves are blowing from the wind. And think about how you're dressed. Think of having a shield, which is God's shield around you. Maybe you envision that as a bubble of protection, right? And think about God's sword, because you remember how the knights had the swords, and way back that's how they protected themselves, and the kings, protected the kingdom, right, with that sword. And so as long as you're carrying the sword of God and the shield of faith and the helmet of salvation, I believe God will clear your way. And so as you continue to sit in this fresh air with the sun on your face, just breathe in God's peace. Breathe in God's love. Feel the sunshine on your face. Breathe in God's joy and embrace God's strength. Whatever you go through on any given moment, any given day, for the rest of your life, it will never be stronger than the God you serve. And for that reason alone, you will overcome. So I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a blessed evening of peace. Wherever you are right now, you're loved, you're cared for, you're protected, and I just want to encourage you to keep going, because God's not through with you yet, and He has much more goodness coming your way. Stay safe, and we'll talk soon. God bless you. Goodbye.